All right. So, Greg, thanks so much for just agreeing to chat a bit. So my name is Yanai Kranzler, and just Yanai, exactly, from New Jersey Department of Health, and we're just gathering kind of stories of just what these last 7-8 months have been like for you, just kind of out here. So the first question I have is, like, how are you? How are you doing? You doing okay?
I'm making it.
You're making it. What is making it look like?
Making
how are you feeling?
Like, it's rough, but I'm making it. I'm doing what I gotta do, but it's rough.
Can I ask, like, what's rough?
I ain't had no place to stay.
Yeah.
But then I had a job working at the garbage truck. But it was so strenuous, I started, and I ain't had, I was doing it for like 3-4 months, and then I ran out of, like, bus tickets. I ran out of the place where I was staying. Like, some friends would let me stay over with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they started getting funny. So I had to lose the job. You can't do a job when you're up all night outside trying to find a place to stay.
Yep. No, I hear
so
it.
So that killed the job.
Yeah. So the job kind of, it was just really strenuous,
like,
and you didn't have a...
I didn't mess up, but I'm trying to get back in there, so I'm trying to find a place to get in.
I hear you.
Shelter or whatever, get my ID, but I lost my ID. That really hurt me.
Yep.
So that's what hurt me.
I can imagine. Right. I mean, where have you been able to stay? You're just kind of bouncing from place to place?
Yeah,
like what?
Place to place.
Like shelter, friends, outside, front?
Friends, shelters, everything.
Mm-hmm. How's that been?
Hard.
Yeah. No, I hear you. All right. What have just, like, these last, just kind of 6, 7, 8 months been like for you, just kind of amidst COVID, coronavirus, the pandemic? Has anything, like, changed?
It could change for everybody.
Change for everybody.
It's a different look.
That's a different look. That's right.
It's a different look.
It's a different look.
It keep people kind of scared. You don't want to take it down.
Yep.
I mean, it's of course it's different.
Uh huh. Yeah. What about just kind of like for your day to day, things like working, find a place to stay?
I've been going through because we so used to coming up in a hard environment. We learned to adapt.
You learn to adapt.
This is what we gotta do. We gonna adapt.
Yeah. What is, in your case, like, what does adapting look like? What have you been
adapting
able to do?
Adapting meaning, if this is what we gotta wear, if this is what we gotta do, this is what we gonna do.
Yep.
We learn to adapt.
I hear it.
In the hood, you learn to adapt to whatever your situation is.
No, I hear it. Have you ever been through anything like this before?
All my life.
All your life.
Yeah. All my life I've been through.
No, I hear it. Did you grow up here
it's
in New
York? And it's been down, but basically I've always been in the hood and around this area.
Yeah, here in Newark?
Yeah, you know, Elizabeth everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear ya. And kind of at Bridges, how are things over here?
You kind beautiful. Of, they beautiful. Help me everywhere I come over here. They feed you, they help you get your ID. They help you get your bus cards. They help you do everything.
That's incredible. So you feel like
if it wasn't for them, we'd be in big trouble.
No, I hear you. Totally hear you. Do you know anybody who's gotten sick? Anybody who's had COVID or coronavirus?
Not really. I know people that died, but I didn't know them. Like, when they were sick, I just heard about them.
You just heard about them dying. Do you know how they died? Like, were they in the hospital? Were they just kind of
out? Yeah, they were in the hospital.
They were in the hospital.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
Some of them went in the hospital for other things and came out with it.
And they came out with it. Yeah.
Died while they were in there from catching that.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's real harsh. Like, people who are kind of like friends or family of yours?
Yeah, friends.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. And kind of, what would you say, just like amidst all of this, is just like the kind of the hardest kind of thing to deal with?
This.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
Just having to wear the mask all the time?
The
pandemic.
What it's doing to everybody. It
what it's doing
to
everybody.
Mental game and everything.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, what is it doing to everybody? Like, what's that mental game?
I mean, you're losing people.
You're losing
and
people.
You don't know if you can lose your life. You never know the next person if he got it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of stress.
It's a lot of stress.
Always. You walking down the street, somebody call for you, like.
Oh, I hear it.
And it's a lot of things, man. This is driving me up a wall.
I can't. How do you deal with that?
Every day, I just step and keep it moving and hope and I pray to God that if it's my time, but I don't want to go. I'll be telling him, I don't want to go yet. I got more years to live. I won't go yet. Don't get me.
I hear you.
I try to stay away from, I don't want to drink after people. I don't want to smoke after people.
Yep.
I don't want to do certain things. I never wear nobody masks and stuff like that.
Yep. No, I hear
you. Trying to keep a fresh mask. I got about 9 of these at home.
That's really smart.
I wash them out every day and I throw them
out. Do you, is there like either like a specific night or a specific day that you like that sticks out in your mind that was that's been especially difficult or that
it's all the same.
Every day is the same.
Watch your ass.
No, I hear it. How have you been able amidst all this just to like to find joy or comfort or even just like basic rest?
I've been able to find rest. When I get in the house, I feel more relaxed.
When you get in the house, you feel more relaxed.
If I stay with somebody and I know and a friend and I know, I feel more relaxed when I'm in there.
Yeah, no, I hear that. And so you mentioned friends, you mentioned bridges. Like, who are folks that you feel like you can rely on, like when you're
friends
in a pinch?
Friends that I came up from here, that I go over their house, I know they don't have it.
Yeah.
And I can lay back without my mask on and stay the night or whatever.
Yeah.
One night, I feel better.
You do, and these are friends.
That's another day that you're alive.
It's just yeah. And these are friends that you've known since you guys were kids.
Since 3 years old. Listen, I was working for them too. I worked for Reason.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks. Can you think of one act of kindness that somebody's been able to do for you over these last couple months?
The kindness. People have given me things as, you know, giving you money, giving you extra mask.
Yeah.
People has given out food. They've given out food. I mean, it's a lot of things people are doing.
It's a lot of things. What about an act of kindness that you've been able to do for others?
Me?
Yeah.
I do the same.
You do the same.
I feed people. If I got money, I give it to them. If I got an extra mask, I give it to them.
Yeah.
If I got words for them to tell them something, that's more important.
Uh-huh. Words.
Yeah, I try
to
explain
what?
To them.
You try to explain.
Situation about this, that what I know about it.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Just tell people to stay with, don't smoke from nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do this. I mean, if you see symptoms of somebody with a fever or whatever, stay back.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. I give people kind words, whatever I know.
It's a gift. That's a gift. Have you ever taken a COVID test?
I went to take one now. They want ID.
Okay.
They want ID at Lincoln Park.
They had
paperwork. That's what I'm trying to get to this now. So can you kind of speed it up? I gotta go get the ID right there.
Okay. I totally hear you. I mean, like needing your ID becomes like a barrier to getting tested.
That's crazy. And I had to come back from there. I had 3 papers, but they wanted a notarized a note saying, I got 3 papers here, now you want 4.
Uh-huh.
So it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we're lucky that you're kind of like diligently trying to do that so that you can get tested, but I, you know.
So I'm really trying to get there. You got more questions?
That's all. Real quick, number one, like when there's a COVID vaccine, when it's available, will you take it?
Hell yeah. If I know that it helped the next person.
Okay.
I'm going to take it.
If you know that it helped the next person, you're going to take it. That's good to know.
But if I don't got it, I'm not taking it.
Exactly.
If I don't need it, it better be my lungs better be feeling funny.
Your lungs,
I'm not just going to take nothing and I'm all right. I've been through this whole pandemic. I ain't feel nothing. My lungs, because I keep these on, I ain't feel no, I never had a temperature when they did it. So I'm good.
You're good. You're good. Well, I really appreciate your taking the time. Anything else that you just kind of want to share, words of wisdom? Guidance, recommendations for the state.
Where can you send me to help? For help. Help, help, help.
Help, help, help. So just kind of like
help.
There needs to be more. Any kinds of help.
Any kind of
job.
Anything that could bring money, anybody that could give me inside, apartment, anything.
Yep.
All that.
All that. And it sounds like at Bridges they do a pretty good job.
Yeah, they do, but you might know some more people hire. Who you know?
I mean, I'm definitely kind of learning from you guys out here, sort of some of the spaces, you know, where we need to be able to
a
be
phone,
more responsive.
I need us to phone.
Yep.
Yeah, they stopped it.
Yeah, the people don't even be out by welfare giving out the free phones now.
Why did they stop giving them out?
Because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic. You think they're scared to be out? Okay. Yeah.
I got one, but I need $30.
But you need to be able to utilize the phone.
I need $30.
No good having the machine without the card.
You can't call them, and then it's people that you're beefing with. Sometimes going to be funny, and they tell you like 2 weeks later, like it's crazy.
Yep. So, and besides the phone, what are the most like critical supports you mentioned? Housing, job. What are the?
What's the worst?
Like the most critical supports, like the ones that you need today.
Employment.
That's the one. Okay. All right. I really appreciate it. Greg, thanks. I want to, you know, let you kind of move on. Oh, let me give you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to stop this. But, Greg, I really appreciate it. Thank you,
man,
my friend.
I appreciate you.
All right.